I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. This month marks 2 decades since the signing of the Guatemalan Peace Accords. That deal ended a 36-year-old civil war. Some 200,000 people were killed in that war, many more tortured and raped. In recent years, the country has been reckoning with those atrocities and trying to prosecute perpetrators of war crimes. Justice has been slow, but Guatemalans still see a victory in just having the trials take place, not least because of the way women have come forward to tell their stories, especially indigenous women. Amy Bracken reports.
What? In her store in Nebach, in the Guatemalan highlands, Feliciana Bernal surrounds herself these days with colorful woven scarves and clothing. She is petite and smiling. And it might surprise you that she's always been a fighter. She walks with a pronounced limp, and when she was a child, her parents saw her disability as reason to keep her home from school. She fought to convince them otherwise. Eventually, she fought to bring bilingual education to a system where Maya Ishil speakers like herself were too often left behind. She fought in the courts to stop men from taking over her women's organization. And she fought to keep teaching when the war came and the military targeted people like her.
Todos los maestros estaban amenazados. Hay muchos maestros que fueron torturados, que fueron secuestrados.
All the teachers were being threatened. Many were tortured, kidnapped, and killed. But I kept working, working, working. So I was going to the school one day when I saw my people dead. They'd been tortured, tied up, naked, and all shot right there. I said, "Who are they?" And I touched them. And it upset me. I smelled the blood and the wounds. And I said, "My brothers aren't dogs. They aren't dogs. They're like me. My God, what's happening?"
But then she continued on to school to teach. When she got home later that day, she told her husband about that terrible scene. He, too, was an educator and had also seen horrors.
And I looked at him sitting where you're sitting now, and I said that maybe they would kill him, and that's how they would do it. Or at least that's what I was saying in my head.
And it was a foreshadowing. Bernal's husband was kidnapped and tortured. He survived, but she says his death years later was due to the beatings, which had broken his spine. Most of that was in the 70s and 80s, but it's taken decades for many residents to talk about what happened and to seek justice. Bernal says she's long wanted to write about and teach about the war.
And the people would say to me, "No, why remember everything that happened? It's better to completely forget and start with the present."
But then, several years ago, something happened that Bernal says changed her life. A human rights group was helping build a case against perpetrators of genocide against the Maya Ishil people, and they asked Bernal to be an interpreter for speakers of the Ishil language. The accused were General Efraín Ríos Montt, who was president of Guatemala in the early 1980s, and another official. The once rock-solid impunity at the highest levels of power in Guatemala was beginning to crack open. Not only that, in a rare development for a domestic court anywhere in the world, sexual violence was an important part of the trial, as a central factor in the alleged genocide. In 2013, Ríos Montt was found guilty of genocide and crimes against humanity. His associate was acquitted. Before and during the trial, Bernal translated testimony, including the stories of several women who'd been victims of rape.
A veces que se abusaba 20 soldados.
There are plaintiffs who were raped by as many as 20 soldiers, and the poor women remain really badly hurt by this. But they never told anybody because they didn't want their husbands to hear or men to hear. They would only speak in front of a woman interpreter and a woman lawyer because they were afraid.
Their names were withheld from the public and their faces hidden by scarves during proceedings. But the fact that they are willing to speak at all, Bernal says, marks a big change.
Para mí el cambio que han tenido las señoras.
The change I've seen in women in the case is that they're motivated to speak, and not just during the trial. Not all, but more women are having the courage to speak publicly.
This is not just Bernal's experience. Guatemala has seen a remarkable rise in the involvement of women at every level of the justice system. It was the country's first female attorney general, Claudia Paz y Paz, who brought the charges against Ríos Montt and his associate. And it was under the country's second female attorney general, Thelma Aldana, a one-time courthouse janitor, that another major case went to trial earlier this year. In the trial of Sepur Sarko, named after a military outpost, 15 Kekchi Maya women testified about atrocities they had suffered in the 80s, including rape and slave labor following the forced disappearance of their husbands. The defendants, a lieutenant and former military commissioner, were charged with ordering and directly participating in the crimes. In the trial's final days, the courthouse filled with a crowd that was overwhelmingly female. Scholars, human rights activists, and indigenous women in their distinctive traditional clothing. They had taken buses in from remote corners of the country. Some spoke no Spanish or Kekchi, but were there to show support and bear witness. Some recalling the horrors that they and their communities had also experienced in the darkest days of the war. They watched as the defendants were each sentenced to more than 100 years in prison. Later, the defendants were also ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars to each victim.
This case is historic because we are breaking the total impunity on sexual violence against women during the war.
This is Luz Mendez. She's with the National Union of Guatemalan Women, which helped bring the Sepur Sarko case to trial. I spoke with her during a celebration outside the courthouse after the verdict.
But this group of Sepur Sarko is only a sample, a very, very little sample of what happened during the war to indigenous women.
As in so many high-stakes cases, this victory was not the end of the story. The Sepur Sarko and Rios Montt trials are dragging through retrial, appeals, and other delays. But for Feliciana Bernal, the teacher turned interpreter, it's all worth the fight.
A pesar de todo lo que yo he vivido, yo me siento muy feliz con todo esto.
In spite of all that I've been through, I'm really happy, because the case of Rios Montt and the genocide sheds light on what's been told. That was part of my life that's caused me pain. So I think it's best that I get everything out.
For The World, Amy Bracken, Nabah, Guatemala.